Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We got our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She, her organization, and a couple of strategic partners have created a survey, an executive survey on building powerful strategic alliances. And it's an important bit of research. Pam, I want to congratulate you again on this outstanding, highly professional work that you've done on this report. And I want to thank you for making it available to my audience. Would you give them the website on how they can find this?
Yes. Everybody who's listening can download their copy of the report, the executive summary, as well as the full report by going to buildpowerfulalliances.com.
All right.
Buildpowerfulalliances.com. And you can download that, and you can also find out more about us at businessadvance.com as well.
Buildpowerfulalliances.com and businessadvance.com.
Right, businessadvance.com.
That's your business website. The other is where you can download the form, the report,
folks. You really want to go to buildpowerfulalliances.com
right.
For the actual report.
So check that, and it's cost you nothing. Thank you for that, Pam.
Yes.
I appreciate that very much. Now, you came up with three conclusions on how to close the alliance success gap. And the success gap, folks, if you remember, is on the one hand, you got a lot of people desiring strategic alliances, but on the other hand, the paradox is even though people want them, there's a lot of anxiety about not being successful as they'd like to be. So these are three ways to solve that problem. What's the first one?
Well, the first one is to distinguish strategic alliances from all other kinds of external relationships. In other words, those that I've been talking about. And we have very particular views. You and I were talking about that in the last segment.
Right.
But we believe that a successful strategic alliance is formed around an objective that's critical to each company's vision, their mission, their strategy. It includes elements of mutual consideration, joint decision-making, shared resources, risks, rewards, and outcomes that neither could produce alone. And you don't have to commit that to memory. Mm-hmm. It's in the report.
Well, that's what I meant earlier when I said, if you don't have some resources you need and somebody else does, instead of buying or those resources yourself, let those people come in and add the resources to the project.
Well, that's right. I mean, as I said, we did this with Persuadable Research Corporation in just conducting this project.
Right.
It was
and that's
fantastic
different
thing.
From a customer-vendor relationship, isn't it?
Yes, very definitely. Because if you think about it, the customer is really dictating what they need
right.
To see in
so what so what you're saying is in a strategic alliance the parties are more peers than anything.
Exactly, a great word.
Yeah.
They are peers, and so it's distinguishing this. This is not to say that other types of external relationships are not powerful. It's just saying, which relationships am I willing
right.
to go to a point of saying, we're going to develop this through our way as
mm-hmm.
opposed to my way.
And a partnership would be where you and I get together and we do business over a period of time. A strategic alliance would be more like we would just be partners for this project.
Well, it can be a longer period of time.
But typically, it doesn't have to be, though.
But it doesn't have to be. And so
yeah.
strategic alliances can be very loose or
yeah.
they can be highly contractual.
Right.
But the point is, it's important to think about this before you ever go out and find a partner. So many people I've found, as we've worked with companies, will slide into relationships, especially true in smaller businesses.
Right.
I mean, we've been guilty of it ourselves,
yeah.
you know, many years ago. You know, it's convenient. They have a
right.
great idea. And one of the things that is... it's very important to step back and say, is this a good strategic fit for us?
Mm-hmm.
Is this really going to help us in terms of what we do? Are we going to be willing to be flexible in terms of how we operate. So those are some of the beginning questions to ask.
Let's move over to number two with a second point.
Yes. The second point is looking at aligning within and across organizations. Remember when I said a while back that you could have two people who are sitting across from each other,
right,
and they have very different levels of accountability, especially true if you're talking about, let's say, a CEO of a company, perhaps a small company, sitting across from a large company's person who may be in charge of corporate development. And so there perhaps is a different outlook. And so it becomes very important that everybody is aligned. And actually what's interesting is sometimes even in smaller companies, some of the decisions about strategic alliances are being delegated. So it might be that the person who's heading up business development for the small company is even doing that. So one of the things
Pam,
we heard...
You can come back another day and we can get into that more. I want to get to the last point, which is about reciprocity.
Okay.
This is huge. You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Make sure that both partners are acting as if the relationship really matters and it's important to both. Communication is critical. On all levels, around milestones, ongoing, adjust it when is needed.
And what reciprocity means is nobody's trying to get an angle on anybody else.
Absolutely.
This is not about negotiating an angle on somebody else. So, define the alliance, make sure that everybody's communicating, and make sure that you're thinking of the other person as a peer. Those are some of the way I can, to summarize all the things that she's just said. Give us a website quickly, Pam.
It's buildpowerfulalliances.com.
Thank you, Pam, for being here. Download that survey there, folks. Quick break. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.